Donaldine turned to Johnny.
They want to hear your voice so they can believe you're alive.
Who?
The compound, the people. Just say something about how you are.
Donaldine put the mic very close to Johnny's mouth.
I'm fine,
Johnny whispered. Then something told him he should try harder. He tried to speak louder.
I'm just fine.
Donaldine gave the mic back to the Scot, who hesitated, not sure the message had gone out. Donaldine waved him away.
I hear other planes.
With a glance at the doctor for permission, Donaldine helped him turn his head. Johnny looked through the plane ports. There were 5 planes out there, stacked in a long echelon. He turned his eyes and looked out the other port. There were 5 planes out there, in another echelon.
It's your escort.
My escort? But why? Everybody helped.
Aye, laddie,
said the chief of Clan Fergus.
But you were the one. You were the bonny one.
The doctor disconnected the tube. He felt Johnny's pulse. He nodded and motioned the others to silence. He had let this go on too long. The plane was not vibrating. The flight was very smooth. He had his patient out of shock. He wished he were in his own operating cave. But the others would not leave this young man there. And he himself, having heard but a small part of it, could share their awe and respect for what he had done.
If you'll just drink this, said the doctor, it will make things easier.
They held the cup to Johnny's mouth. It was whiskey, and it had heavy herbs in it. He managed to drink it. Shortly, the pain grew less, and he seemed to be floating. The doctor signaled them all to be quiet. He had a trephine in his hand. The brain was being pressed upon in 3 places, not 2, and the pressure must be relieved. Donaldine went up to the cockpit to help Dwight. He glanced at their escort. Most of them were flying with 1 pilot. They had each smashed their mine sites and come hammering back here when he put out the call for a massive patrol to the north of Scotland. They all should have gone home, but they wouldn't hear of it when they knew about Johnny. They'd gone down with a Scot war party and gotten more planes from the Cornwall mine site after shooting the few cyclos staggering around, and those not ordered back for urgent duty had been sitting, waiting for news about Johnny. Now, they were escorting him home.
You better tell them he's all right,
said Dwight.
They keep calling in every 2 or 3 minutes for news, and so does Robert the Fox. Takes 1 man just to handle the radio.
He's not all right,
said Donaldine. And he looked down the long corridor to where the doctor had begun the operation. Dwight glanced at Donaldine. Was the young prince crying? He felt like it himself.